But you finally did get your Wembley winner's medal in 1953 when you won 4-3 in the final after being 3-1 down against Bolton Wanderers.
Mm-hmm.
With 20 minutes left, you were two goals down. Did you think then your chance of winning the game was gone?
Well, not really, because you always think if you're losing 3 or 4 none with 20 minutes, you always think, well, if you can get a goal, you never know what happens, because the game is never over until it's over. And, you know, when they say it was the Matthews foul, it was not, really. And it's very embarrassing for me, because I've always said it was Stan Morrison's final, because he scored 3 goals. So I don't know why they say it's my final. And there's quite a thing there which I like to say, that the fans wouldn't know about it or wouldn't see it. We were 3-1 down, of course. And then it was 3-3, and he scored from a free kick. Now, I think there's about 5 minutes to go, and it's 3-3. Now, for a winger in those days, is this. For me, I'm an outside right. And my game is to get into the penalty box as quickly as possible. And there was a through ball, I remember there was a through ball by Ernie Taylor, and it came outside the penalty box, or just inside. And I went to it very quickly. I had to run about 20 yards or something like that. I knew I had to go very quickly because it was there. And I knew very well that I had to beat the full back on his left side, because if I can beat him on his left side in the penalty box, I have 3 options. The first thing is I look up and see where Stan Morrison is, because he knows very well my move. If I beat a player in the penalty box, he knows very well I'm going to try and push the ball back, because he's not going to be offside. If that's not on, then I send it to the very far post, because the goalkeeper, remember, will be panicky. He'd be at the nearest post. Now, if that's not on, then I'll hit the ball across the goal and see what happens. Now, if I beat the fullback on his right side, what do? I just centre, and it'll go to the goalkeeper, and the goalkeeper will say, thank you very much. I panicked a little bit, because as I ran to the ball, I could see everything what was in front of me. We all do this. And I panicked. I didn't beat Banks, the fullback, as neatly as I somehow never. It wasn't quite neat. Anyway, I beat him. And as I beat him, you look up, you know, and I saw Stan Morrison running to the nearest post. And as he's running, he left a gap. And there was Bill Perry, who moved into the gap, a space, and I give Bill Perry, it was a simple pass. I mean, and credit must go to Bill Perry. If scoring it, he scored the goal. He hit this ball with his right. It was a beautiful shot. I mean, it wasn't a pass where he could just sidestep it and go in. So credit must go to him. Anyway, we win 4-3. And in the bath, I said to Stan Morrison, Stan, I said, I was looking for you. He said, no, but I had a defender with me. And I took the defender with me, and I shouted to Bill Perry, Bill, fill the gap. So you see, it was his move. He took the defender to the knees and left a big space for Bill Perry, and he scored. So credit must go to Stan Morrison for the 3 goals. And he was that. It really was the man of the match to me.
Are there any other memories of that day which you treasure more than others? Perhaps going up the tunnel to get your medal? Up the steps?
No, not really. I mean, you see, the only thing, I nearly didn't play fun enough, because on the Monday we started training before the match. We went to Blackpool's Parks to play a little bit on the green grass, because, you know, we wanted some green grass. And about Wednesday, I pulled a muscle a little slight, and it worried me a bit, and I didn't train on the Thursday. And then, of course, we came down to London on the Friday. And I was a bit concerned, and had a bit at the hotel, had a bit of a little tryout, just, you know, just a little. And I was still very doubtful. And then the doctor, he gave me an injection. I don't know what it was, but it went all right. I was a bit afraid because the Wembley turf in those days were very, very heavy. You know, it was sort of, even if you just trotted, you were out of breath, and it took a lot of strain, muscles and so on. But luckily it came through all right.
So you were never in danger of missing that incredible game?
Well, I was. I had very doubts, you know. I was one of those players that I always wanted to be fit, or 100% fit, which is impossible when you're playing every week and so on. But to play at Wembley, and remember, you could always take a chance today. In those days, you couldn't take it because there's no substitutes. I mean, if you had substitutes in those days, I knew very well I could go out and they'd have a substitute if anything happened to me. But remember, if you go out in those days, you'd be playing with 10 men. And Wembley and Wembley were noted for, at one time, period of players playing with the team playing with 10 men.
Yeah. The Blackpool team was met the next day by upwards of 200,000 people, I understand, for the cavalcade through the mm-hmm. town. That must have been an incredible day to see all those people.
Well, it was. I mean, you know, you never really grasp it until everything is over. You know, you get there. It's only afterwards, when you settle down after a couple of days, then you think, my, that was something. You never grasp it when you on the same day or what have you. And we're very happy. We had a very good team in Blackpool. We had a very good captain named Harry Johnson. He was very smart and very good.
Do you see those players from 1953?
Yes, I'm afraid a few of them have died. Stan Modderson died. Jackie Moody died too, and quite a few others. I generally see them about three or four, you know, and yeah, they were very good. We had a great team spirit.
Since that final, it's been known as the Matthews final because you were, your career was...
No, I've just said I don't think it was. Mm. I never believed that it's my final.
But other people call it the Matthews final.
Well,
don't they?
I don't know why they say
that. They might
that.
Be wrong too, but
I think they're wrong.
Mm. Many people since have said it would have been a shame if you'd never won at Wembley, because it was the medal you really wanted.
Yes.
Was that what it was like before the game as well? Did people think, oh, well, this is Matthews' last chance for a winner's medal?
I don't know. I couldn't tell you about that. Yeah, of course I wanted a medal, and but the whole point again, as I said, I played at Wembley. That would be the third year, and it's better to be knocked out there than the first round. I've always had that motto, and I think it's better than cry and disappointed over it. It's better to be there than, imagine getting knocked out of the first round. Imagine all the atmosphere at Wembley and hopes and so on. No, it was great.
I suppose it's more than anything else, that's what people ask you about now. Is that final the one thing which people...
I don't
remember from your career?
I don't think so. I don't know. I never, when I know about it, if it's going on the TV, I never switch it on.
Really?
No, I do not. It embarrasses me.
Why does it embarrass you?
I don't know. I don't, as I said, it was my final.
So it's the...
And when they say it was a great pass I gave Bill Perry, to me it was a simple pass. I mean... What's a great pass like that? I didn't beat three men, and I tell you, if I beat anybody, I don't know if I beat one or beat two. I couldn't tell you until after the match. The players would say, hey, you beat one or you beat two. I don't know. I never knew that. I did not know when I was on the field that I was performing so great. I never saw myself play. And when they said, you beat two men, I said, how do you mean? I beat two men. I don't know. Of course. When things are going badly, you know very well you weren't playing well because the defender would take the ball and your centering were bad, of course. But how brilliant I was, I couldn't tell you.